Welcome to 302 Seconds While You Wait. It's a Canlin podcast. I am Dr. Sarah Mum, the Director of Educational Service for Early Childhood through Fifth Grade. I am very excited today because we have two amazing guests. We have Dr. Layden and Dr. Rawling. So thank you for joining us. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me on the podcast, as well as Dr. Rawling. We're happy to be here. I would like to share a fun fact about myself. I have been in Canlin District for 9.5 school years now, but a fun fact is, prior to coming to Canlin, I coached and taught at three other school districts that played against Canlin. So I was on Canlin's campus a number of times coaching against Canlin students, and it's always been a great school district, and I'm proud to be here.
And I'm Kurt Rawling. I am the incoming deputy and eventual superintendent. Very excited to be here. I will be starting in the district September 1st. Fun fact about me is I'm brand new to the district, but this is my return to Kane County. A few jobs ago, I was working up in District 300, and I really enjoy this part of the Chicago area, so I'm glad to be coming back.
Excellent. Well, welcome. I'm super excited to have you both here for some great conversation about getting ready for school. It is just around the corner. By the time we post this, it'll literally be our back-to-school week. And so we're going to start today by, what are some key tips from your perspective to get students ready, families ready, maybe even staff ready for that back to school big kickoff week?
Yes. First of all, welcome to the 2024-2025 school year. We are proud to be Knights and welcome all of our students, staff, and families back to school. Actually, today, I think it might be when the podcast comes out. But some ways to transition back that are successful. Number one would be for students to get involved, whether it's athletics or activities. There are several studies that show that students do real well in school. They achieve higher when they're involved in activities, whether it's athletics, activities, art, music, or clubs. As students are involved, they tend to have more success, and that's what we want with all of our students. I know at the lower levels, through the CARE program, there are some activities that students can do in the buildings when they're in the CARE program, as well as middle school and high school. Please check their websites and you can see activities to be involved in and to be active. On the parent side, I would encourage parents to, we have several committees that we can be involved in. Parents can give feedback and learn more about what's going on with our district. There's also very site-based with booster clubs, PTOs, volunteers, and also, most importantly, just ask your students how they're doing. Every night they come home, ask them how their day was, what they learned, what's going on. And then also to get involved, we will have a brand new weekly newsletter this fall that will be starting as we kick off the school year. So look for the newsletter. We have the KCN, the district website, and then each of our principals sends out a weekly blog. And just avail yourself to those opportunities for all of our students, staff, and families to have a successful start of the school year.
Love it. Those are great ways, both for students and parents. There's so many ways, I think, across the Canlin community also. Having a district that has so many multiple communities, there's always community events, community get-togethers. And so we are really blessed in Canlin to be able to have that variety both within our halls, but also in our communities as well. Next question, what do you think is probably one of the most exciting things to look forward to this school year for our staff, students, families, any of us?
Well, I think there's three areas that we can look forward to this year. The first one that's going to be the most obvious if you come out to the high school campus is the updated track facility. The team has been working through the challenging weather to get the track laid, but it's going to be wonderful. Looking forward to seeing our students participate in activities on that, and a great investment for our community. The second one, as we work through the fall, we'll be doing some outreach and learning more from the community about what they might be interested in terms of a referendum, to bring some updates to our facilities, to look to the future to ensure that all of our Canlin Knights are given the best possible opportunity to succeed through fantastic facilities and doing some things that are really just necessary at our flagship school, at the high school. And I think the last one that will apply to everybody is we'll be working on improving the amount of feedback that we have from our teachers and co-constructed feedback from teacher to student, student to teacher, having some really informative conversations that allow students to understand where they are, how they can go ahead and get better at what they're trying to do, and learn together to try to improve their academic standing. So,
love it. It is definitely an exciting time to be a night. Boy, I'm still in summer mode, I think, with all of those things and truly everything we have to offer in our community. As we said, our key dates for you as families to know about, we did welcome back our staff this week on Monday. We met new teachers last week, and so we're excited to finally have the halls ringing with our staff members. And then tomorrow, on August 14th, we will welcome kindergarten through 12th grade students. And then on August 19th, we will welcome our young Knights, our age 3 and 4, in our preschools at the Early Childhood Center at Blackberry. So we are excited to save those dates and mark them. And then, as always, we do have a secret code for this week. And based on the passion and excitement, it is Go Knights. So if you would like to be part of the raffle, go ahead and email 302seconds@caneland.org, our secret word of Go Knights, and you might have a chance to win. Until next time, thank you.